Solana Foundation launches Stride and Siren to harden DeFi security. After Drift, 6 days after the Drift protocol exploit drained roughly $280 million from Solana's largest perpetuals exchange, the Solana Foundation is responding with infrastructure rather than statements. On April 7th, the foundation announced two new security programs: Stride, which brings formal verification to top Solana protocols, and CERN, Solana Incident Response Network, a 24/7 threat monitoring and real-time crisis coordination system, per Cointelegraph. The timing is not subtle. The Drift exploit exposed a gap that had nothing to do with smart contract code. An attacker spent 6 months socially engineering access to Drift's Security Council multi-sig, then used Solana's durable nonce feature to pre-sign transactions that sat dormant for over a week before executing a drain that took less than 20 minutes. The contracts held. The humans did not. What Stride and CERN cover? Stride targets the code layer. Formal verification is the process of mathematically proving that a smart contract behaves exactly as specified, not just that it passes test cases. Ethereum's ecosystem has had tools like Certora and Halmos for years. Solana's formal verification tooling has lagged behind, in part because the Rust BPF programming model is harder to formalize than Solidity's EVM. Stride aims to close that gap by bringing verification to what the foundation calls top protocols, meaning the highest TVL applications where an exploit carries ecosystem-wide contagion risk. Siren covers the operational layer. It functions as a coordinated incident response network with 24/7 threat monitoring and real-time crisis response capabilities. Think of it as a standing security operations center for the Solana ecosystem, one that can detect anomalous on-chain behavior, coordinate across affected protocols, and trigger emergency procedures before an exploit spreads. The two programs attack different failure modes. Stride addresses the "Is this code correct?" question. CERN addresses the "Something is happening right now, who do we call?" question. Drift needed both. The code was fine, but no ecosystem-wide monitoring system caught the governance hijack in progress, and no coordinated response framework existed to freeze downstream protocols before the contagion spread to 20 additional projects. Why the Drift exploit forced? This the Drift postmortem, published with support from the SEAL 911 Emergency Response Team, attributed the attack to suspected North Korean state-sponsored actors. The operation was not a flash exploit. It was a six-month intelligence operation that infiltrated Drift's team, manipulated its governance process, and executed with military precision. Solana Foundation Chair Lily Liu said publicly that smart contracts held up, and that the real targets now are humans, social engineering, and OPSEC weaknesses. That framing explains the dual-track approach. Stride hardens the code so that even a compromised governance key cannot authorize operations outside the contract's verified behavior. CERN creates the early warning and coordination layer that was missing when the attack unfolded. The Drift exploiter still holds roughly 130,000 ETH, approximately $274 million at current prices, routed through NEAR, Backpack, Wormhole, and Tornado Cash. Recovery prospects remain uncertain. The Solana security deficit, Solana's self-custody ecosystem, has grown faster than its security infrastructure. Before Drift, the largest Solana exploit was the $325 million Wormhole bridge hack in 2022. Between those two events, Solana added hundreds of DeFi protocols, billions in TVL, and institutional-grade products without a corresponding build-out of ecosystem-wide security coordination. Other chains have moved faster on this front. Ethereum has the Security Alliance, SEAL, which operates a 24/7 war room and has helped recover funds from multiple exploits. Cosmos has its own emergency response playbook. Solana's Siren appears modeled on these precedents, but scoped specifically for the Solana runtime and its unique architecture, including the durable nonce mechanism that enabled the Drift attack. SOL traded at $79.69 as of April 7, 2026, down 3.8% over 24 hours and 3.2% over 7 days, with the broader market in a fear state at 36 on the Fear and Greed Index. The security overhang from Drift has contributed to Solana underperforming BTC, 0.8%, and ETH, used 0.7% over the same period. What changes for developers, for protocol teams building on Solana? The practical implications depend on how the foundation structures participation. If Stride verification becomes a prerequisite for foundation delegation, grants, or ecosystem fund access, it would create a strong incentive for top protocols to adopt formal verification, even if the upfront cost is high. If CERN membership requires protocols to implement specific monitoring hooks or emergency pause capabilities, it could standardize incident response across the ecosystem. Neither program has published detailed eligibility criteria or timelines yet. The announcement signals intent and direction rather than a finished product. The Ledger CTO recently warned that AI is driving the cost of sophisticated crypto attacks towards zero. If that trajectory holds, reactive security, audits, bug bounties, post-incident forensics, will not keep pace. Stride and CERN represent a bet on proactive infrastructure, catching bugs before deployment and detecting attacks before they drain the vault.